We'd like to say we're glad to be here this morning. Appreciate all of you is here, is able to come, be in the service today. Just trust and pray that you'll pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that, feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of second chapter of the book of Genesis. And I believe it's the 22nd and 23rd chapter of 2 Kings. Genesis, the 2nd chapter. And the 22nd, 23rd chapter of the book of 2 Kings, I believe. So again, we appreciate you being here today. Just going to read two or three verses. Out of the second chapter, book of Genesis. Going to start with the 15th verse. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, or freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. 22nd chapter of the book of 2 Kings. Going to read a few verses, and then we'll gonna skip over to the 23rd chapter, I believe it is. Starting with the first verse, says Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Boskah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshillam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work, that he have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord, to repair the breaches of the house, unto carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan, the scribe, came to the king and brought the king word again and said, "Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord." And Shaphan, the scribe, shewed the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book." And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Hakim the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, "Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according unto all that which is written concerning us." So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Asahiah went unto Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvah, the son of Horaz, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelled in Jerusalem and the college, and they communed with her. And she said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger, and with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou hearest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into the grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I shall bring upon this place." And they brought the king word again. 23rd chapter. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. And I believe that's all I'm going to read. I could read on. There's a lot more to read. The scripture talks here, and I know that it might seem a little strange to you, that of the book of Genesis, and then this that we've read here out of the 22nd and 23rd chapter of the book of 2 Kings. You bear with us. I'll try my best to get myself out of the way and try to deliver that that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's some wonderful scripture, and you'll find in that of Josiah, I believe Josiah was the youngest king that's ever anointed to be king, being 8 years old when he began. And he said he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. I believe you can read, it's probably in the book of Chronicles, maybe on further in this, but I believe you'll read and find that Josiah had to put his own mother and that to death because of that of which she had done of serving and worshiping other gods, and that she carried on. And the scripture says here that there was some repair to be done to that of the house of the Lord. He told them, he said, you go and count the silver. In other words, you go find out what we've got, how much we can put in to the work of repairing the house of the Lord. Now, there's things on this that I've read to you this morning that honestly stuck with me, brethren, and some of them has sort of stuck with me all week. And I know today is July the 4th, and it's a day that we celebrate that of our own heritage, and that was set up in 1776, and that of the covenant and the constitution that we're under. And brethren, there's a lot of folks that doesn't even recognize that today. And just to be honest with you, and I'll make this statement. I don't know what they're doing in America. My friend, I really don't. Now, that's about all I'll say, brethren, about that. But I've been thinking, seemingly, all week about a constitution. Not just that, a covenant. Brethren, because there is a covenant between God and man. yes, they are. Even individuals. They most certainly are. Not all together. People, a lot of times, they say, well, I've got to be associated, my friend, with this or that. I'll ask you one question. My friend, there's a man on the left-hand side of Christ, and there's a man on the right-hand side of Christ. My friend, and one railed on Christ, and the other pleaded for mercy. Thy friend, he most certainly did. And brethren, the one that pleaded for mercy, brethren, he made a covenant with. Yes, he did. He said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. My friend, so you think about that. My friend, I'm going to ask you this morning, my friend, what book you been reading? My friend, what book have you been reading? My friend, there's people today that'll tell you a lot of things. My friend, and they'll tell you that they come from the Bible. My friend, but brethren, there's a lot of things going on that ain't from the Bible. My friend, no sir, it didn't originate from the Bible, and it ain't from the Bible. But a lot of people will tell you that it is. My friend, the Bible says this book, did you know, my friend, that this book had been lost? My friend, this book had been put in the chest, my friend, with all the silver and the treasures. My friend, and you can go back and read and find. My friend, brethren, they had not read that book for years. My friend, and years on end. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. The scripture says here. My friend, what did God tell Adam? My friend, he put the man that he had formed and put him in the garden. And he commanded him, my friend, commanded him to eat of the fruit of the tree, my friend, but not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. My friend, they could not eat of that. My friend, they was a commandment between God and man. Yes, they were. Might have been just one. My friend, but nonetheless, there was one. My friend, and man didn't keep it. No, sir. My friend, as I used to say, my friend, don't hear it a whole lot anymore. My friend, but for several years, my friend, it went on. My friend, people said, well, the devil made me do it. My friend, and that's really wasn't true. My friend, that the devil made them do it. Brethren, that wasn't the truth. My friend, the Bible teacher, did you not know, my friend, that in God commanded the man, my friend, it let us know that man had a decision. My friend, that man had a choice. My friend, whether to eat of the tree or not. My friend, the tree was there. My friend, but brethren, the commandment was there also. Was it not? My friend, what covenant are you under? My friend, what book are you reading? My friend, yes, sir, what book are you reading? My friend, it was common. My friend, common. Brethren, in those days that they wrote down the daily activities. My friend, of what went on. My friend, whether it be throughout the land. My friend, or whether it's just throughout the palace. My friend, the king's palace or the king's court. My friend, brethren, it was a common thing that they wrote them down. My friend, yes, sir, and every now and again they'd get read. My friend, would they not? My friend, a lot of times the kings, my friend, would get the scribes and tell them to get the book. My friend, and they'd just sit down and they'd read a while. My friend, some of y'all don't know much about that, do you? My friend, yeah. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, brethren, reading of books has been for a long time. My friend, yes, sir, for a long time.
jackknife pen. I believe we're about in the day we could probably have a book burning. Jackknife pen, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Jackknife pen, listen for just a minute. Jackknife pen, these people that have not read enough. Jackknife pen, in the Word of God. Jackknife pen, to tell you what's true. Jackknife pen, and what's not. No, sir. No, sir. The Bible said here, brethren, after they found that book, you know what they done? Jackknife pen, they read it to the king. Yes, sir. They read it to Josiah. Jackknife pen, the Bible said that Josiah rent his clothes. Jackknife pen, brethren, he heard things read. Jackknife pen, brethren, that they hadn't been doing. Jackknife pen, they hadn't been observing. Jackknife pen, now you're under a covenant. You most certainly are. You're under a commandment. Jackknife pen, you most certainly are. I didn't have no clue what Danny was going to say this morning. Jackknife pen, and he talked about the Ten Commandments. Jackknife pen, the truth of it is, you say, preacher, they ain't in effect anymore. Well, they drop under two, but they just still in effect as much as they was. Jackknife pen, when they is written down. Jackknife pen, and can I tell you something? Jackknife pen, they was written down for the children of Israel. Jackknife pen, to abide by. Jackknife pen, they were commandments. Jackknife pen, yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you go, Jackknife pen, you're going to have to bear with me, and I'm going to take my time. Jackknife pen, I've got a thing or two. Yes, sirree. Can I say that? Jackknife pen, I've got a thing or two, and I might not get around to none of it. Jackknife pen, but thank God, I'm going to give you what I can. Jackknife pen, I most certainly am. Jackknife pen, I know, I really know, I'm in a minority. Jackknife pen, and you are too. You most certainly are. There ain't many folks, my friend, worship like we do. Jackknife pen, no. No, sir. Jackknife pen, there ain't many folks believe like we do either. Jackknife pen, no, sir. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Jackknife pen, glory. Listen. Jackknife pen, if you ever become a member of a social circle, Jackknife pen, I'll say, Jackknife pen, whatever it might be, brethren, there's normally some kind of oath, Jackknife pen, or a covenant, Jackknife pen, that you come under, some kind of rule, Jackknife pen, or some kind of phrase, Jackknife pen, yes, sir, I know enough to be dangerous about that. Jackknife pen, but I know enough that that's exactly what it is. Jackknife pen, there's a lot of them can't tell you. Jackknife pen, what goes on behind their closed doors. Jackknife pen, yes, sir, and I'll not get into all that. Jackknife pen, no, sir. Jackknife pen, but I'm going to tell you something. Jackknife pen, brethren, this one here is open. Jackknife pen, did you know that? Yes, it is. It's open. Jackknife pen, they ain't no secrets. Jackknife pen, I believe one writer said the Word of God was of no private interpretation. Jackknife pen, no, sir. What does that mean, preacher? That means that one person don't know it all. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Jackknife pen, I'm glad. Jackknife pen, I'm glad we're under a covenant. Jackknife pen, don't you? Ain't you? Jackknife pen, I'm glad I'm under a covenant. Jackknife pen, and I've got some characteristics about me. my friend, yes, sir, this shows some things of my father. Do you know that? It most certainly does. And of my mother. My friend, most folks, most children, my friend, show a trait. My friend, of one or the other. My friend, they show a trait of the father or the mother. My friend, they most certainly do. And I could get into all that, and I ain't going to. My friend, one of our granddaughters, my friend, is a spitting image of her mother. My friend, yes, sir, when she was her age. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. She ain't just a spitting image of her in appearance. My friend, her actions, my friend, are just like them, too. She's stubborn as a mule. My friend, you say, preacher, she liable to hear that. Well, she knows it the truth. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, glory. My friend, preacher. I want you to realize something. My friend, me and Kathy both just sort of laugh. When she gets to talking about how her daughter. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you ever heard the phrase, you'll pay for your raising? Yes, sir. My friend, she wasn't no mean girl. Don't get me wrong. My friend, but brother, she got a streak in her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think it comes from Kathy. Yes, sir. Let me run on. My friend, you'll have a trait. My friend, of your mother or your father one. Yes, sir. And I'll be quite frank with you. Sometimes that ain't a good thing. My friend, yes, sir. Sometimes it ain't a good thing. Sometimes it causes you grief. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes you have to overcome your own self. My friend, not sometimes, all the time. My friend, just have to overcome your own self. My friend, to get things done. Do you know that? My friend, most of the time we do. My friend, this book had been read down through the ages. My friend, but somewhere along the line, I'll say because of the evil kings that they had. My friend, they didn't care where it got read or not. My friend, matter of fact, they didn't want it read. No, sirree. Bible teaches us, my friend, because of some of the things that the kings had done. My friend, these folks today, my friend, that don't want much of it read, you know that? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I couldn't tell you how many funerals I've been in. My friend, that priest, that I was told by the family. My friend, now we don't want no long sermon. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, and the truth of it is, you hear me. My friend, the truth of it is, I understand that. My friend, I understand. My friend, the reason you don't. My friend, but it ain't that they don't. I didn't want a long sermon. They didn't want a sermon. Glory to God. Yes, sir. My friend, that's the problem. My friend, brother, I don't know what some people won't read at their funeral. Do you? My friend, no, sir. I've been in some. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm going to go anyway. My friend, brethren, I had a 21-year-old. My friend, brethren, that took his life. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, this young man knowed what he was doing. My friend, he wrote a 2-page letter. My friend, and specifically said, my friend, he wanted it read at his funeral. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. night, friend, me and Brother Bill Maxtox had the boy's funeral. That night, friend, I'd prayed with this boy. He went to church with us. That night, friend, he got saved. That night, friend, his own mom and daddy didn't want him going. That night, friend, I'm telling the truth. That night, friend, they didn't want him going. I've run across that more than one time. That night, friend, yes, sir. That night, friend, they didn't want him going. They told this young man he was useless and worthless. That night, friend, his whole life. That night, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I never will forget the funeral. That night, friend, brother, and I had some scripture, and that night, friend, I know where he's going. That night, friend, yes, sir, you say, preacher, not so. I couldn't get out of it. That night, friend, no, sir. That night, friend, and the Lord help me. That night, friend, I preached about love. Yes, sir. That night, friend, I preached about love. That night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I told his mother and his dad both. That night, friend, I said, if you'd have just loved that boy, that night, friend, he'd probably still been with you. That night, friend, now you have him no more. That night, friend, listen, you say, preacher, you couldn't preach it. Yes, I could. That night, friend, I knowed it for a fact. That night, friend, and you know what's sad? They knowed it too. That night, friend, yes, sir. They most certainly did. That night, friend, you say, preacher, what a shame. That night, friend, listen to me. That night, friend, brother, there's things that's written in this book gonna come home to you one day. That night, friend, yes, it is. That night, yes, it is. They were things, my friend, that the children of Israel went through because they did not believe God. That night, friend, a lot more worse than the wilderness. That night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, a lot worse than that of the wilderness. That night, friend, now. Think about it. That night, friend, think about it this morning. That night, friend, there's nothing in this world. That night, friend, any worse. That night, friend, than having a commandment. Or, that night, friend, it's like working in a workplace. That night, friend, having a rule. That night, friend, and you become guilty of the rule. That night, friend, and brethren, they get rid of you. That night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, they were things that the Lord told. That night, friend, this king said now. I said all them things that I said that I was going to do against the children of Israel. He said, you'll not see them. That night, friend, you'll not be a partaker of them. Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself. That night, friend, and you recognized what was written in the book. Glory, hallelujah. That night, friend, would you recognize what was written? That night, friend, mine eye affecteth my heart. That night, friend, mine eye affecteth my heart. That night, friend, brethren, that's written in the book. It's in the book of Jeremiah. That night, friend, and it didn't say effect. He said affect. That night, friend, there is a difference. Mine eye hath affected mine heart. That night, friend, that's where we're at, folks. That night, friend, yes, sir. That night, friend, it's, I'm not telling you no fairy tale. That night, friend, I'm telling you some things I've been through in my lifetime. That night, friend, people don't want the book. That night, friend, no, sir. No, sir. That night, friend, they want to feel good about themselves. That night, friend, they want to feel good. Now, hear me. That night, friend, I've not went to church all my life. That night, friend, to feel bad. You know that. Think about it. That now, friend, I hadn't went to church all my life. Hut now, friend, brethren, to go there, to feel bad when I leave. Hut now, friend, that ain't what I went for. No, sirree, but I have left mad. Yes, sir, I've left mad. Yes, sir, I've left in all kind of sorts. Hut now, friend, but listen to me. Hut now, friend, brethren, it's still the best thing going. Yes, it is. Hut now, friend, it is. You know, you, I would to God, the world can't tell. Hut now, friend, they can't tell how you feel, folks. Hut now, friend, no, they can't. They can't have taste of it. Hut now, friend, they can't participate. No, sir. Hut now, friend, I know a few folks. Hut now, friend, I most certainly do. I know a few folks. Hut now, friend, I've had, I don't know how many humpteen hundreds. Hut now, friend, to tell me, said, one day I'm going to come hear you preach. Hut now, friend. And you know what I tell them? I said, come anytime. Hut now, friend, that's all I've got to say. Hut now, friend, just come anytime. Hut now, friend, they read the book. Hut now, friend, brother, it broke the king's heart. Hut now, friend, yes, sir, the king repented. Hut now, friend, that ain't all. Hut now, friend, he sent four or five of them. He said, you go find out what's going to happen. Yes, sir. You go find out what's going to happen. Hut now, friend, the things that I've read in this book. Hut now, friend, do you know why some people don't read in the book? Hut now, friend, because sometimes they get to reading and they see themselves. Yes, sir. Hut now, friend, they don't see their neighbor down the street. Hut now, friend, they see themselves. Hut now, friend, did you know what? Hut now, friend, the best thing in this world is when you read the Word of God that you see yourself. Yes, sir, see exactly where you are. Hut now, friend, because you'll do something. Hut now, friend, you might run like a scalded dog. Hut now, friend, but thank God you'll do something. You won't stay where you at. No, you won't. Hut now, friend, this book won't leave you idle. Hut now, friend, no, sir. Hut now, friend, it won't leave you in a situation where you don't know. Hut now, friend, where you stand. Hut now, friend, because you will know. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Hut now, friend, Adam. Hut now, friend, you can eat of any tree in this garden. Hut now, friend, I don't think there was two trees in that garden. Hut now, friend, I think there's many trees. Don't you? Yes, sir. Hut now, friend, they was just one that they wasn't supposed to eat of. Hut now, friend, just one. Hut now, friend, yes, sir. Just one. Hut now, friend, brethren, you know it's normally just that one that gets us. Hut now, friend, just that one. Hut now, friend, well, you say, preacher, the Lord told me not to do this. Brother so-and-so gets by with it. Why can't I? Can I tell you why you can't? Because the Lord said not to. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory to God. Hut now, friend, hear me. Hut now, friend, hear me. I'll confess. Hut now, friend, I'll confess. Hut now, friend, and you might not. You might not like what I'm fixing to say. Hut now, friend, but I'm going to tell you something. Hut now, friend, I've owned probably about 20 motorcycles. Hut now, friend, in my lifetime. Hut now, friend, and I own one now. Hut now, friend, yes, sir. Hut now, friend, I ride one. Hut now, friend, every now and again. Hut now, friend, I don't stay on it, I don't live on it, and I don't belong to the Hell's Angels either. Hut now, friend, so you can get all that out of your hair. Hut now, friend, I don't belong to a group at all. Hut now, friend, no, sir. Hut now, friend, there's some of them didn't like it because I had a motorcycle. Hut my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I said, well, my friend, just what's wrong with it? Well, when I think about a motorcycle, I think about the Hell's Angel. My friend, I said, you got a small opinion of a motorcycle. Yes, sir. My friend, I said, I'm going to ask you a question. My friend, you sitting on that deer stand. My friend, no big buck steps out. I said, what starts happening? My friend, I said, you think about that a minute. And I said, go down the road about 90 miles an hour. My friend, I feel the same way. Glory to God. You listen to me. My friend, I said, there ain't no difference that motorcycle than you hunting. My friend, are fishing either one. My friend, no sir. Mine, you can't make sin out of it. My friend, no sir. You say, preacher, you just saying that. My friend, brother, I'd rather you know who I am. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I had a high opinion of you. My friend, you said you rode a motorcycle. My friend, brother, me and that little lady dated on one. Yes, sir. Only thing I had. My friend, at the time. Yes, sir. My friend, but listen. Listen to me. My friend, people get so tied up. My friend, with what everybody else in this world's doing. My friend and brethren, God's commanded you. My friend, and you're not listening to the commandment. My friend, you've read the book. And you forgot what you read this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, my friend, you went against it so much. My friend, do any of you know what immunity is? My friend, immunity. My friend, when you get immune to something. My friend, yes, sir. I have sinus trouble. My friend, I've had it for years. My friend, I have not had sinus surgery. My friend, never was interested in it. My friend, I tell the doctor so. My friend, he said, well, he said, this is what we can do. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he had a sack full of samples. My friend, and I'm not lying. He had a sack full. My friend, he brought them out, and that sack was about that tall and about that wide. My friend, he said, you take them till one works. Yes, sir. He said, and the one that works, he said, we'll write you a prescription for it. He said, but I'm going to tell you something. He said, a year or two down the road, said, it ain't going to work. Yes, sir. He said, you're going to get immune to it. My friend, I said, well, what am I going to do? He said, then you'll have to pick you another one. Yes, sir. My friend, I take one sinus tablet a day. My friend, I still do. My friend, I have to change about every 3 or 4 years. My friend, they soon get to where they don't do nothing. My friend, yes, sir, because I become immune. My friend, I take it religiously. My friend, listen, that's what's happened. My friend, did you know? My friend, that there was a day, he said, there's coming a day. My friend, that the famine will come in the land. My friend, yes, sir. He said, not a famine of food or thirst. My friend, he said, but of hearing the word of God. My friend, did you get that? My friend, hearing the word of God. My friend, it wasn't nothing wrong with the word of God, folks. My friend, there's still nothing wrong with the word of God. my friend, it's the hearing. Out, my friend. And second thing, the doing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Out, my friend. First, you got to hear it. Out, my friend. Did you know that? First, you got to hear it. Out, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Out, my friend. Preacher, what was wrong? They wouldn't go have the word no more? Out, my friend. Did you know they had 400 silent years? Out, my friend. They had 400 silent years. Out, my friend. 400 years, my friend, that nothing else was written. Out, my friend. Yes, sir. Why? Preacher, why? Out, my friend, because I'm going to tell you. Out, my friend, exactly why. Out, my friend, the Lord had sent all he could send. Out, my friend, to turn the hearts of the children of Israel. Out, my friend, and they was in them 400 years of famine. Out, my friend, where the Lord didn't give them no more words. Out, my friend, they was not hearing. Out, my friend, there's a time, my friend, that we all get to where we got a line or got a point, got a stopping place. Out, my friend, I'm not going to tell you something 15 times. Out, my friend, did you know that? Out, my friend, I'm not going to do it. Out, my friend, brother, once, I might get to twice. Out, my friend, you beg me real hard, I might tell you the third time. Out, my friend, my brother, and after that, we'll just write you up. Yes, sir. I'll give them a leg. Yes, sir. I'll give them a leg to hang himself anyway. Out, my friend, but listen. Listen, my children. My children, they'd come and I'd say no. They'd come and I'd say no. They'd come and I said, don't want to hear it again. Out, my friend, normally they didn't bring it back. Out, my friend, but sometimes every now and again they'd want it to. Out, my friend, they most certainly would. Out, my friend, but listen to me. Out, my friend, he sent them the law. Out, my friend, and the law couldn't ring them in. Out, my friend, no, sir, it couldn't round them all up. Out, my friend, the law. Out, my friend, brethren, they just broke the law. Out, my friend, and only them that got caught, my friend, was the punishment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, what do you mean? Out, my friend, brethren, wasn't it old Achan, my friend, that took of the stuff he wasn't supposed to? Out, my friend, brethren, when they caught him, my friend, you know why he held up? Out, my friend, because he still had the goods. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Out, my friend, thing of it is, out, my friend, he hit him in his own tent. Yes, sir. Out, my friend, he won't know where they're at. Didn't he? Out, my friend, think about it this morning. What book you reading? Out, my friend, we've come out with so many books these days. Out, my friend, I'm not being funny. It's just a fact. Out, my friend, you can go in the Bible bookstore and buy everything in it except the Bible. Out, my friend, they might have one. They might have two. Out, my friend, but they certain kinds, they ain't got neither one of them. No, sir. My friend, no, sir. Don't keep them no more. You know why? Because people don't want them. Glory. Glory to God. My friend, they don't want them no more. My friend, they want them with all them side notes and footnotes and them study Bibles. My friend, that tells them everything. My friend, if you get on your old knees, my friend, and try to figure things out between you and the Lord, my friend, you'd quit having to say, brother so-and-so said. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, have I read other books? I have. My friend, but I can count on that hand how many I've ever read through. My friend, other than the Bible. My friend, I can count on that hand. You know what? I can count on that finger. Yes, sir, I read one. My friend, yes, sir, and it wasn't a long one. Yes, sir, if it had been long and I wouldn't have read it. now, friend. But listen to me, what book you reading? My friend, does that mean that I'm smart enough that I don't have to read what somebody else thinks? My friend, not so. Not so. Do you know I like to be preached to? My friend, did you know that? My friend, I like to be preached to. My friend, I do. My friend, I like to sit down under a good man of God. My friend, and him just preach to me. My friend, yes, sir, I do. My friend, I'm talking about I do. I love to hear it. My friend, that ain't all. My friend, I love to see it when the man just can't help himself. My friend, yes, sir. He gets in that word and it just gets to rolling. My friend, it gets rolling so fast he don't know where he's coming or going. Yes, sir. Well, it don't happen that way all the time. Amen. My friend, I wished it did, but it don't. My friend, but brethren, there's still nothing wrong with the book. My friend, I venture to say, my friend, I really do. I venture to say, my friend, brethren, if I didn't preach what y'all know about that book, my friend, I wouldn't be here long. Did you know that? My friend, but I'm not preaching out of that book because I think you'll get rid of me. My friend, I'm preaching out of that book, my friend, because I believe it. My friend, and I believe it to be true. My friend, and I believe it'll stand in this day that we're living in. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. My friend, no way. Oh, no way under God's heaven. My friend, is God pleased with what's going on in this world? My friend, but can I say this, church? Can I say this? He ought to be pleased with the church. My friend, he ought to at least be pleased with the church. My friend, and I'm afraid we're living in a time that he ain't even pleased. My friend, with the church. My friend, why? Because we don't want nothing out of the book. My friend, I know what I'm talking about this morning. My friend, I most certainly do. Brethren, these people across this land, my friend, that'll tell you about the mysteries that are left in this book. My friend, and brethren, they can go back from there, from the Old Testament to the New, and they can run it round and round. My friend, at about a month from now, they'll have to change every bit of it. My friend, because something else happened. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I never have used a chalkboard, and I'm not going to start today. My friend, I never have used a projector, and I'm not going to start today. Now, y'all can put me out if you want to. My friend, you say, preacher, you're living too much in the backwoods. I got news for you. My friend, that book was good enough. My friend, for people before I ever got here. My friend, and thank God it's good enough for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, why would I want to get another? My friend, why would I want to look at another? My friend, why would I want to know what Dr. So-and-so thinks about it? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen to me. My friend, and listen to me real well. My friend, I was so dogmatic about not reading another book. My friend, that I didn't even want to listen to men if I even thought they was reading another book. My friend, brethren, that's how dogmatic I was. My friend, yes, sir, and I had about that, if you can see it. I had about that much confidence in a man if he'd have been to a seminary. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's what I thought. My friend, and yes, I was young and I was learning. My friend, but brethren, I changed my opinion. My friend, I'm going to tell you what changed me. My friend, I heard a man, my friend, give his experience. my friend of being called to preach. Help my friend, yes, sir. He's a seminary man. Help my friend, he had been to seminary. He knows. Help my friend, he knows what they had taught him. But can I say this? It ain't everything they teach that comes out of them seminary. Help my friend, brother. You got nine men. There's nine of them coming out there with nine different views. Help my friend, yes, sir, of what's going on in that word. Help my friend, but I know what I'm talking about. Help my friend, but listen, that man one night, he got to talking. He said the Lord got to dealing with him. Help my friend, and where he is at, he is working second shift. Help my friend, and he is going to the school during the day. Help my friend, and he had two boys. Help my friend, yes, sir, had two boys. My friend, he got an appointment to preach. God was dealing with him. You just had to heard the story. My friend, he said, the Lord was dealing with me and I didn't know what to do. My friend, he said, we is running low. My friend, he said, we is running low. My friend, he said, he had to go across the bridge and it cost a quarter to get across that bridge. My friend, to where he is going to preach. My friend, he said, I didn't have a quarter to my name. My friend, he said, I didn't have a red cent in my pocket. My friend, let me rephrase. He said, to where I've been called to speak. My friend, that's what he said. My friend, he said, the Lord want me to preach. I said, this preacher want me to come and speak. My friend, he said, I told him I couldn't. My friend went on with the story. My friend, oh yes, sir. He said he got ready. My friend, he got on down the road. My friend, he said, now Lord, he said, if I'm going to preach, he said, you going to give me a quarter. Somewhere between here and the bridge. Yes, sir. That's what he told. My friend, but he is earnest about it. My friend, very earnest about it. My friend said he pulled up over at the gates and he said he looked around, they wasn't a soul. My friend, he said he looked. My friend down on the ground, he said, there laid a quarter. yes, sir. My friend, he said, I put that quarter in. He said, I got to tell you all the story. My friend, he said, I went on. He said, the Lord blessed me. He said, but he didn't bless me like I thought he was going to. My friend, he told the whole story. My friend, he said, I got out. He said, I wasn't worried about getting back across that bridge. My friend, he said, I pulled up there. He said, now what am I going to do? My friend said, I still don't have a quarter. My friend, yes, sir, said he looked down, said there was another. He said, there was another quarter. My friend said, the Lord spoke to me, said, I've told you twice. How glory to God. My friend, brethren, don't tell me. My friend, brethren, that God can't call them. My friend, he can still call them. My friend, and them that are called, maybe they did go to the seminary. My friend, you know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you that there's some of them in there just for the name. He said, some of them come in there to learn how to preach. Yes, sir. He said, that ain't what I went for. My friend, no, sirree. No, sirree. What book you reading? My friend, what book are you? You say, preacher, you believe God calls men? My friend to preach, I most certainly do. I most certainly do. Brethren, we all probably got a little bit different story. My friend, people talk about running. My friend, running from the Lord. I've heard it ever since I was in the church. My friend, men get up and talk about running from the Lord. My friend, I said, what in the world are they running for? I did. I didn't know nothing. My friend didn't know nothing about running. My friend, some of them run 7 years. Some of them run 12 years. My friend, old brother Kermit Hughes. and I, friend, I don't know where y'all know Kermit Hugh or not. That my friend, he sung with a group, but he could play the piano. That my friend, I mean, he could play. Brethren, he give lessons. He give lessons over to school. That my friend, brethren, they let him come in there and give lessons at the end of the day. That my friend, listen, he's a good old soul. That my friend, you just had to know him. And he sung with a group and he played for him. My friend, the Lord got on his trail. My friend, the Lord got to talking to him about preaching. My friend, yes, sir. He said, the more the Lord talked, he said, the harder he's played on that piano. My friend, he said, he played for 12 years. My friend, 12 years with the knowledge that God wanted him to preach. My friend, listen to me. My friend, I'm still in the book. You just listen to me. My friend, brother, he was 62 year old. My friend, when he announced his calling to preach. My friend, yes, sir. And I was pastor of Dry Creek Baptist Church somewhere around 1980. My friend, 81, somewhere in there. My friend, brother. Yes, sir. We had Young People's Day, and I got Brother Kermit to come. My friend, and I told him, I said, this is the oldest, youngest preacher you'll ever know. My friend preached about his second or third message. My friend, 62-year-old. My friend, he told me one day I'd become real close to him. My friend, he'd call me just about all the time. And he'd ask me questions. But anyway, my friend, we'd get to talking. And he told me one night, he said, Randy, he said, there's one thing that bothers me. And I said, what's that? He said, well, he said, I wonder how many people I could have helped. My friend, them 12 years that I didn't preach. My friend, he was serious. My friend, he said, that bothers me. My friend, I said, Brother Kermit. My friend, I said, I've got no clue. And the truth of it is, you don't have no clue. My friend, the best thing you can do is forget about them 12 years. My friend, and do the best you can from here on. Yes, sir. My God blessed him. My friend, yes, sir. They called him to a church not too long after that, and he pastored a church, as far as I know, till he died. My friend, listen to me. My friend, brother, you get in that book, you might be amazed at what God will do for you. My friend, and you might be amazed what God wants you to do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, now this is my case, and I'll tell you mine. My friend, brother, in my case, I was a Sunday school teacher. My friend, I taught Sunday school. When I realized that the Lord was trying to get me, my friend, to start preaching, brethren, I just said, well, I know what I'll do. My friend, I won't read no more. Yes, sir. My friend, I just lay it down. I ain't going to read no more. My friend, I get to reading more, then he's surely going to call me to preach. My friend, yes, sir. But you know, lo and behold, I've been better off to read. I would have had. I didn't even read my Sunday school lesson. No, sir. My friend, I was afraid if I got to reading, I'd get to knowing. And if I got to knowing, the Lord's going to call me to preach. My friend, yes, sir. That's when I recognized. That's what I done. I didn't do it long. My friend, I couldn't have stood it. My friend, no, sir. When I give it in, my friend, I know. My friend, I know, because it didn't make no difference where I was reading or where I didn't. I was going to preach. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that don't make good sense. Probably don't. My friend, it didn't make good sense to me why I need to preach. No, sir. No, sir. Which book you reading? my friend, which book you reading? Ask my friend, they've got all kinds out today. They most certainly do. Everybody and the brother wants my friend on the bandwagon. Ask my friend, brother, people will believe anything. They most certainly will. Ask my friend, and the fact of it is the truth. And the fact of it is, my friend, they'll believe anything except what comes out of that book. It's a shame. Come and get a verse of a song. Can I tell you something? There's a day that they went into the synagogue. And normally, in that day, it wouldn't like it is today. They didn't print out 100 copies. They had one copy. Yes, sir. Can you tell me where them 10 commandments stayed for years? In the ark, isn't it? Of the covenant. They carried them with them. Did they not? There was a day they went to the synagogue. When they went to the synagogue, the person that was in charge would take the book and hand it. And they would read. And this particular day, they handed it to Jesus. Because Jesus was in the synagogue. And he opened the book and he read out of the book of Isaiah. And he read something like this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." I'm not going to quote it just right. If I can find it right quick, I'll read it to you. This is what he said. Then we'll go further. Part I want you to get is this is what they give him. To read. If I can get on the right side of the page. I'm going to find it. And the point is that he read this out of the book that was given him. In other words, they didn't have another book. You can look at 4:18, and it is, I'm looking on the left hand side, it's on the right hand side of my Bible. You can read it out of Luke 4:18. I'm going to read it out of Isaiah 61:1. And this is what it says. They handed him the book. 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord."
and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Luke 4 just tells you the first part of it. But it also goes a little further in Luke 4, 20th verse, says, and he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. What book you reading? What book you reading? I hope you got something out of the message today. I really do. Trust and praise all is well with you while we stand, sing a verse of some song.